Andrew's going tomorrow. I'm going Sunday. We hope it's a great atmosphere. Last year certainly was for you guys in the playoffs. You made it a real home advantage down there.
Yeah, and you know, we're starting off, it's a best of five, but we're starting the first two games at home. So, you know, we really look at our building as an advantage. Our guys really embrace playing in front of our home fans, and it's always a great atmosphere. So, you know, we're planning on feeding off that and carrying over what we've done the second half into the playoffs.
So, thinking about your year and then the year of the parent club, all these changes are made just a couple of weeks ago, and I put myself in your shoes for a little bit that day, and it's human nature, right? Sweeping organizational changes. I'm sure you wondered about, and your staff, about, you know, where does our future lie? Did you feel pressure? And when you guys clinched that playoff berth last week, did it relieve your fears a little bit?
Well, you know, I guess it goes with the territory when we get into our profession. That you know, it's there's always going to be change over time, and certainly when management changes, you know, they have people that they regard highly. But the only influence that we have is in the end is to go out and we're, you know, our first part of our job is to develop players for the Maple Leafs, and we feel like you know, we've prepared guys to the point where hopefully they make that next step next year, and now we've put them in a winning environment, and you know, obviously Brendan Shanahan with his statements after the season regards that very highly as far as guys that want to be in Toronto that have been through adversity, are battle-worn, and I have to say that about our group, that you know, they've been through the battles, and they've been battle-tested up to this point, and now we're, you know, in a playoff situation against Grand Rapids, that it's going to be a real test for us. But you know, as a staff, you know, we feel like we put our guys in a position where we can do well, and hopefully that's something that they look at and evaluate us that way.
William Nylander, want to ask about him, Gord, and his progress comes to you after the World Juniors. Stays, went back and then came back. He's your fifth leading scorer, and he only played 37 games. What's he gotten much better at from, say, end of January till now? Here we are, almost end of April.
Well, when you talk about him, you know, he's still a young player. He's 18 years old, and you know, for guys like that, it's a matter of gaining confidence, and you know, he's been playing against men over in Sweden, but to now come over and play in a smaller rink, to play against guys that have been professionals for, you know, some of them over 10, 15 years, and you know, it's an adjustment, and it took him a little while, but now he's playing with that confidence and that, I won't call it swagger, you know, he's definitely got respect for the league, but he's relying on his hockey sense, and you know, I said it earlier to someone that for me, the mark of a good player is when he makes his teammates better, and he's definitely a guy that that the guys around him certainly excel, and so, you know, that to me is all based on his confidence.
Just quick on that, is a little old school mentality. Maybe a fan thinks, oh, guys are going to take runs at him. They're going to show him it's a men's league. I watched a lot of Sergei Samsonov when he was 17, and the Bruins drafted him, or sorry, started in the IHL, and he won a Turner Cup that year, but they stuck him on a line. You'd probably remember the name Darren Banks.
Sure.
And so Darren was double the size of him. But I mean, you haven't had to do that with William Nylander, and maybe there's just not as much running at younger players and prospects anymore. Maybe there's just a bit more of a code. What would you say about it?
Yeah, Willie's the big guy on his line there. He's playing with Connor Brown,
yeah,
and Ryan Rupert. So, Brian Fraze and Matt Fratton. But he was playing with those two earlier in the year, to me, you know, he's going to face that at whatever level. It's a physical game. There is that that factor in the game. And you know, whenever you're a skilled player and somebody that drives a team, you're going to get extra attention, and it's how you respond to it. And you know, he's responded very well to it up to this point. He's a guy that he keeps his head up, and he's a heads up type player. But you know, when people have been able to get their body on him, he's responded, got right back up, and you know, I think having played over here previously, it's probably been a big help for him, and he probably relies on his dad's experiences that way too.